Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Let the warm-up begin, but I'll tell you, the fishing is busting out all over. Saltwater, freshwater. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of April 23rd and 24th. The striper bite is out. Okay, we had that little cold stretch that blow up in the middle of the week. The fish are all over the place again. And I'll tell you, I'm seeing some sizes. I am seeing some sizes of these stripers in the back. The white perch are on the bite again. Bloodworms, if you can get the bloodworms. Some guys are using the small killies. If you get those little tiny minis, they are hitting those as well. Largemouth bass, now they are on the pre-spawn. We had Chris Smith on last week talking about the pre-spawn South Jersey bass. I'm seeing some fish in the shallows. Okay, they backed off a little bit with that storm. They're going to be back there again by this weekend. Man, there are some. I'll tell you, this is one of the toughest to catch. This is one of the, go to the podcast. Chris, give you some tips on that. Hey, this is the blow up week, I say, for the South Jersey trout stocking. After this, the numbers of the venues being stocked is greatly reduced. And then, you know, a couple of weeks from now, it's down to only three or four. Here's what we got for this coming week. Monday, the 25th, Toms River, 460. No stocking in the TCA stretch from the end of Riverwood Park down to 571. Nope, that'll get hit the following week. Trout maintenance. Those trout hole over there year-round. You have to wait until 5 p.m. to fish. On Tuesday the 26th, Grenlock Lake is going to get 240 rainbows, Oak Pond 260, Birch Grove right behind the studio here at 240, and Heritage Park Pond right there behind the Absecon Municipal Building. We call it the Absecon Pit, is going to get 260. Scott Newhall, Captain Scott's son, Michael Benjamin. I'll be catching all my rainbows over there, boys. I see you over there. I see you catching up a load of those on Wednesday the 27th. Tuckahoe Lake, 360. Mary Elmer, 320. Same with Ponder Lodge Pond, 320. Shosmo Pond, 310. South Vineland Park Lake, 290. And the Morris River, 260. On Thursday, we have Greenwich Lake getting 290. Swedesboro, 320. Shadler Sandwash, 240. Iona Lake, 260. Friday, Pemberton Lake is 330. Pahakon Lake gets 410. Now, 9 days and counting to the opening of the summer flounder, a.k.a. fluke season here. We're talking finally an early opening in South Jersey. What is synonymous with summer flounder? Gulp. Coming up our next two segments, John Prock now. He is the director of research and development for the Berkeley Division of Pure Fishing. John was on about a month and a half ago talking to Power Baits and Gulp Baits for Chad. He's talking Gulp Baits for flounder. A little variation of formula caused a little hiccup last year with the softness. Some tails are getting bitten off. Guys are getting a little pissed off. That is explained in our next two segments. Also, some of his hot patterns. And also, after that, man, yakking in the back with Robbie English from Wilderness Systems. Some Back Bay kayak fluke tactics. Grab that cup. Grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Whoa, man. Let's see. A full month. Like 6 days left. Seven, man. And then, May 2nd. Flounder opens. Oh, by the way. At least I forget. Turkey opens Monday. Life is grand. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
When you need to know, it's WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
The Honda Certified Dream Deal Sales Event at Rossi Honda. Make your dream a reality with an unbelievable financing APR as low as 0.99% on Honda Certified Pre-Owned, Accord, CR-V, HR-V, and Civic. Be a Rossi VIP. Get your name on the list. Reserve your vehicle in production now. Visit Rossi Honda or online at RossiHonda.com. We treat you better, period.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Well, what is synonymous with flounder? That four-letter word with the exclamation point, gulp. That is it. I went to a bunch of shops the past week and a half, 2 weeks, up and down the coast. You know me? I go from Monmouth County, actually Middlesex, Monmouth County border, down to Cape May and up around to Fortescue, and the pegs are being filled rapidly as quickly as these proprietors and workers can get them up there with the various gulp selections. Honored guest right now, he was on about a month ago. We were talking trout, the gulp formulas and Power Bay formulas for trout, is Johnny Prock. Now he's research and development director for the Berkeley Division of Pure Fishing, Power Bait, actually first with Strike, then Power Bait, and then gulp. The man is amazing, and above all else, besides being a gentleman, is one badass hardcore fisherman, be it walleye, be it largemouth, be it smallmouth, be it redfish, be it flounder. The man is everywhere. He uses the product, and they really fine-tune it. We have some questions for John right now. Johnny, thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin this morning, brother. Good to see you. Or I should say, you see how my mind is? Good to talk to you again. I have you envisioned in my brain, Johnny. What's up, man?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me again. It's always a pleasure.
John, glad to grab you before. Well, people, that's figuratively. Because John's going to be leaving for Missouri River for some walleye fishing with the Pure Fishing Pros, and they are going to whack them and stack them. Well, catch and release, I realize that. But they are going to catch them.
We even use gulp on those, too, Tom.
John, you're gulp leeches. What the hell? Why need anything else? I'm not kissing your ass, Proc. They were. I use them on the Delaware River here for the smallmouth and the walleye. The gulp leech. That's it. Bing the mort. That's all you need. Okay, John, let's get first. I want to address the one thing, John, before we get into some of the shapes and forms and apropos for our South Jersey Back Bay fishery in particular. One concern. The past year, especially with the 5 and 6 inch grubs in particular, I usually use the 3 and 4 inch, and I use the shrimp and the peeler crab. I haven't noticed anything. But these guys and gals are hardcore flukers. Love the product. No problem buying it, man. Buy them by the stack. They buy them by the pint, whatever. The softness, John, of the tail. Was there a formula change somewhere down the line where, because these, you get the little sea bass coming. These guys are fishing the wrecks and reefs or whatever. So little sea bass coming up, sea robins coming up, tearing that tail off. Have you had any occasion to hear about that?
We've talked to our production because you brought that to my attention, and I talked to our production team, and there should not have been any, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret that is not known by anybody outside of Pure Fishing right now, but we did have a little bit of a shortage in raw materials to where we couldn't even make gulp if we didn't do a reformulation because of the supply chain stuff. Mm-hmm. So we had to use a little bit different polymer for a while in there. It was a little bit different molecular weight. It was out of spec just a little bit, but it has been corrected now, and we are in full production with our original type of formula. Like I said, it was just a slight change in the polymer, but it was either go ahead and produce with that modification or don't have any gulp. So we went ahead and made the change. It was only a slight change, but you guys are good out there and pick up on those things. And then with the variation in production, some of them might have got out that were a little bit softer than normal. Okay. But we made sure everything was in spec that we could check going out the door.
And fair enough, John. I'll tell you, as long as that scent, whatever miracle that is that you chemists came up with, listen, Proc now is a chemist of exponential degree, especially when it comes to making efficient baits. As long as that stayed the same, Procky, I mean, there was no complaints on that end. Now, is production, production, you guys going full tilt boogie now?
Oh, yeah, you bet. Everything, we've got supplies of everything now. We build inventory over the winter. And our warehouses are full, and we are shipping full speed.
Okay, so here is the positive complaint, Proc, now. And I'll give him a shout, because he's going to be on the show later. Hopefully, a quick fishing report. He's out there chasing stripers on the mullet as we speak. From Captain Dave the Rave Scholl, Absecon Bay Sports and Center, 81 Natalie Terrace in Absecon. Huge gulp dealer, Procky. Ready? Yeah, they make too much good stuff. I'm running out of room to put it on the wall. Okay. And there you go with that. Now, John, back to the field testing. I want to get into some forms and stuff, if you can hang in for another segment. On the field testing now, new forms, new colors. What's the processing in getting these out? Some colors dropped, some colors added. Again, going to now, you have that 8-inch grub that appeared late last year and was a kick-ass monster. We couldn't keep it on the pegboards there for the last week or two of the season. What's involved with this, John?
We do a lot of experimentation in the lab here with different pigments, different glitters, different refractive index type of interference colors, and we've got some awesome ones coming up. but we actually do them here in the lab. We do a lot of analysis with them under different light conditions, and then we take them out to the field. And actually, it's almost a show and tell type thing.
Wow.
Let the guys out there field test them and come back and tell us which ones really worked, and those are the ones we go forward with.
Now, John, but the scent, I'm not giving out any industry secrets. The scent remains the same. Are there plans in place or things are in the process? Knowing you, Proc, now you're a stickler for innovation and constant improvement. Can there be improvements possibly, especially to the salt water? And listen, it's pretty close. To the salt water formulation, I mean, what do you do for an encore?
Well, we're constantly looking to improve ourselves, and we've got constant field testing and lab testing going on to try to find better and more potent fish attractants and flavorants. And we've actually upgraded some of them from time to time, but the base material stays the same. Some of the different enhancers we put in it actually change a little bit over time, but the basic, what I call meat and potatoes, is always there.
John, you mentioned the iridescence, the glow thing, for example. For example, the nuclear chicken, without a doubt, one of the most popular, and the pink shine. Guys fishing these 50, 60, 70 feet down for the doormats and area rugs, are those colors, the glow, are they showing up down there? Or is it more, I mean, what are these flukes seeing? You guys have the tanks out there and whatever to prove this and work on this. Is the iridescence even in those colors? You see the glow colors, you see glow, right? Pink glow, whatever. Does the glow itself, or is it incorporated in all the grubs?
We incorporate a lot of the glow colors, and you'll see them marked as glow. But there's also other brighteners that I've put in those for years and years, especially the whites and lighters the clear type colors. Actually did some footage in Alaska at 100 feet down, and you could actually see when I was after the big area rugs up there, obviously the halibut. And we put a camera down, and yes, you can see those baits and their little bit of iridescence at 100 feet plus.
Alaska. Procky, was that the call I missed from you? I didn't call you back. Sorry about that. Damn. Okay, John, hang in for another segment, please. We're speaking with Johnny Proc now. He is the Research and Development Director for the Berkeley Division of Pure Fishing, a.k.a. the Gulp and the Power Baits. We're going to be talking some Gulp forms for the early season here in a back base. Grab that cup. Grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio with Johnny Proc now. Procky rocks.
The WPG Talk Radio app is your connection to South Jersey's talk station. Get free, unlimited local and statewide news from New Jersey's largest radio news team. Download all of our local shows as podcasts and more, powered by Ambient Comfort. For installation to repairs and maintenance, give Ambient Comfort Heating and Cooling a call today at 856-213-6586. AmbientComfortNJ.com.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free GetUpside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code USA for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code USA. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code USA for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code USA. Say for a $5 bonus.
Individual rates, coverage offerings, and savings may vary, subject to terms and conditions. Not available in all areas. Small businesses are the backbone of America. Yet when it comes to workers' comp insurance, you rarely get the savings you deserve. That's because insurance companies tend to lump you in with other businesses, and you can get overcharged. At Pi Insurance, we're on a mission to change that.
With Pi, you get a quote specific to your business, and you could save up to 30% with no hassle and no hidden fees. If you like savings, take 3 minutes to see how much you could save at ineedpi.com. Pi makes workers' comp insurance as easy as pie, with friendly representatives just a call away. No wonder customers rate our service excellent on Trustpilot. You work hard to build your business and keep your employees safe. You deserve more from your workers' comp provider. See how much you could save with Pi Insurance. Ask your agent for Pi or get a quote today at ineedpi.com. That's ineedpi.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, back inside Rack and Fin, right of me, Tom P, weekend of April 23rd and 24th. Joining us online again is John Prochnow, Research and Development Director for the Berkeley Division of Pure Fish. And we're talking gulp and the flounder season, which is going to open in 9 days, May 2nd. Well, John, I want to talk some forms here. Last year in particular really came to my attention. We're going to do some hours at some different shops around. How much, and our season didn't open until Memorial Day weekend. So that weekend, the first, second week in June. Guys come in, could not keep the peeler crab, two-inch peeler crab, on the pegboards. I said, what are you doing with these? What are you, togging the togs closed? What are you doing with these? Oh, Tom P., we're filleting the flounder. Look at all the, there's stuff with crabs. John, that peeler crab is a sleeper, and it is, to me, what I've seen. And then we used last May into June into early July, a killer on a Back Bay flounder.
Peeler crab is a sleeper. You are right, Tom. That is one of the very first shapes we ever introduced in gulp saltwater.
Mm-hmm.
And it has hung the test of time and stayed there. And it is just, there's only a few colors, but that's all you need right now. It's kind of like match the hatch, and we tried to do mostly natural colors. You got the Ambler Glow, you got the Molting, you got the New Penny, yep. And the Natural Peeler.
John, that hits it right, because back we have the little calico crabs in the back, we have the little blue claws, you got the little sand crabs in the back, and just on a small jig head, some guys are even using like their own. John, it's almost like a Texas rigging for bass. You know, the little offset hooks, knocking the snot out of a flounder, and some big fish as well. I saw one. He sent me a video. He had this thing had to have a 2.5-inch, 3-inch baby blue claw in its stomach when he opened it up. Absolutely amazing. Now, John, here's a big question. The shrimp in the back. You have the mantis shrimp, which we have here and there, what we call thumb busters. People, you don't want to mess with a mantis shrimp unless you know what you're doing. And then we have, the standard shrimp here. John, the peeler crab and the shrimp, Those gulps, they're equally set upon by the flounder. Are those scents the same? Is there a slight variation? Is that fluke going to say, that crab doesn't, it's not supposed to smell like that? Or that shrimp's not supposed to smell like that? What's the deal? Are there that variations on the different baits?
There's a little bit of a slight variation in some of those, Tom. For instance, like the shrimp has some things in it that are a little bit more natural, shrimpy type of flavors, also on top of the gulp attractants. And then the peeler crab's got a few little different things in it than the shrimp does. But basically, the basic flavor, meat and potatoes, as I call it, right, is still all the same. And what we put in it a little bit to target the specific species that we're after, or that shape, we put a few different enhancers in there. So there is a slight difference, but all in all, they're pretty much all the same flavor.
Good. And now, John, the swimming mullets, really, sort of people without pier, you have the 3-inch and you have the 4-inch. What was a monster last year, John, was the white with either the chartreuse or that hot pink tail. Coming up with those iridescent tails on the back, I mean, that had to be success across the board, no?
Yeah, definitely. We're always trying to get those hotter colors because some of the things that we put into that the fish really key on don't allow us always to get those hot colors. But some of the new research that the Gulp team has done here in the research labs, we've come up with some formulations and stuff and able to get clearer, brighter, more vivid colors. And then when you combine those with the contrast of a dark and flashy glitter color, you get the best of both worlds because you're getting a combination, and the fish really key on contrast.
John, a pattern that turned me on a few years ago that was, I suppose it was discontinued, it was brought back. I don't even remember, but it's like a mud minnow pogie type thing. It looks like it's a great variation of a baby sea bass or even a killie, depending on the color you use. Not much action to it, John. You just bounce it, though, with a weighted jig head, and that's been a monster. Listen, especially in the inlets area, around the rocks and going off the breaks, off the rocks into the sand bottom and weed bottom. John, that's been a killer as well, but you don't really see much about it. The guys keep it a secret, I think, but that's a killer big flounder bait.
Yeah, I think you're talking about the mud minnow croaker.
There you go. Mud minnow croaker, that's it, yep.
Yep, and it's got, and for those that are in areas where those little nuisance fish are biting tails off, this one's got a clubby-type tail on it, and it's got more durability to it as far as being able to retain that tail without being nipped off. So that is, for the ones that are getting bit off a lot, that's a kind of a bait to go to, that you'll always have it in there, and it'll be more difficult for those nuisance fish to get off, and you can still fish it around lots of different cover.
Now, John, before I let you go, one thing and one guy says, please don't, Tom P., please don't talk about that, because it's been very effective. Again, on the bass end of things, John, that paddle shed, Mary, mother of God, I saw that catch some flounder. Is that, again, that was that meant more of a flounder bait? Or to me, it seemed more like a striper bait or weak fish bait or sea trout bait.
Yeah, you're actually right. It was built for some of the other fisheries and stuff, but the sizes that we've got in the 3, 4, and 5 inch are perfect for those flounder, and it's got that action tail on it. It's when the fish are wanting a little bit more action bait as opposed to just a kind of a subtle action. These give a lot of action at a slower retrieve speed. So if they're finicky and they're really wanting a little more action, that's the one to go to. But I'll be quite honest, it's not quite as durable. That tail gets bitten off easier than some of the other ones would.
John, in this early season, water's going to be on the cool side. It's not going to be chilly. Again, temperature-wise, the gulp scent dispersal and the effectiveness, better in the hotter water temperatures, like in the high 60s, 70s, you know, upper end of the 70s, or is it just as effective, you know, on the chillier end?
It's a matter of physics and chemistry. The warmer the water, the faster the scent and flavor gets out. It dissolves quicker in warmer water, just like things in cold water don't dissolve as well. So the baits are the same way. It's a water-based bait. Water diffuses through it and has to dissolve out the scent and flavor. So the warmer the water is, the bigger the strike zone and the easier it is for the fish to find it.
Okay, John, before I let you go, what does the future hold now for Gulp? As you mentioned earlier, it's a never-ending process, constant improvement, constant research. Colors, shapes, what do you have coming up that you can divulge now for that will be available, John, even if it's later in the season? What do you got?
Well, we've got a lot of color work going on and appearance as far as different flash, different things like that. But we've got some colors that we're calling chrome colors that are going to be coming out. They'll be coming out in some of the tried and true shapes. These are high flash, high reflective types of baits, and you should see those start showing up towards the end of the season. But shape wise we're always working on different things, but they take us a little longer. We want to make sure that the shape we're coming out with has got the right action, has got the right durability, has the right catch rate, and for the applications that we're looking at. So those take a little longer, but color things like that always high on our radar and always looking, and obviously looking for that next great fish attractant additive that we can add in there that will help out in whether it's fluke, flounder, redfish, specks, sea bass, whatever it is. So that research is always going on also here.
People, listen to me. Listen to me. Proctor, I'm going to wipe my lip, my mouth. He has me sweating here. Well, you know Proc now, and you know that R&D team he has and the chemist what's working on it. Some big... It's going to be, you're going to catch plenty of limbs this year with the new regs, plenty of limbs. Wait until later on, maybe August, because the season's going to go until September 27th. As John says, there may be some surprise a little later on in the season. Never too late to catch the flounder. John, travel safely. Thanks for joining us again on Rack and Fin Radio. Oh, by the way, a cap out your way, brother. I got my new bling in. What do you think?
Awesome.
Coming at you. John, travel safe. Enjoy that walleye trip, man. Kick some walleye ass, will you?
We will. I'll be out to see you before long, I hope.
We'll see you, brother. Be good.
See you now.
As always, John Prochnow, a gentleman, just and one incredible chemist. I don't know chemist. He's at the top of his game in the industry. Prochnow was synonymous with, you know, with the gulp, with the power bait and everything. But a gentleman and one hell of a fisherman. Speaking of one hell of a fisherman coming up, man, we're going to be talking some yakking in the back with Robbie English, Wilderness Systems Kayak Pro. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM, South Jersey's talk station.
I'm Karen McHugh. The Biden administration plans to lift a Trump-era public health restriction known as Title 42, getting pushback from some Democrats who want it extended.
Over a dozen Democrats, including many in tight Senate races this fall, urging the White House to keep Title 42 in place. A group of bipartisan senators have introduced a bill to delay lifting Title 42 for 60 days. The bipartisan House Problem Solvers Caucus offered its endorsement. The Biden administration plans to repeal Title 42 next month.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson, Title 42 is implemented to prevent asylum seekers from crossing into the U.S. southern border due to the coronavirus pandemic. Calls from Ukraine's president for a temporary truce leading up to Sunday when Orthodox Christians celebrate Easter fall on deaf ears.
President Zelensky says Russia has rejected a proposed Easter truce that could have allowed desperate civilians to evacuate.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, America is listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. A cool mix of clouds and sun today, high 61. Clearing skies tonight, low 51. Mostly sunny and warmer tomorrow. Sunday's high, 71. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 50. A cool mix of clouds and occasional sun Monday, high 61. Tuesday, low clouds, periods of rain in the afternoon, high 68. I'm AccuWeather's Sally Sherman on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Okay, 9 days and counting. The countdown is on to the opening of the summer flounder, a.k.a. fluke season. And, man, it is going to be mayhem in the back. Finally, we want to call an early opening for the South Jersey Bay waters. Man, this is going to be great. My biggest flatty, shout out to Captain Al Cardelli and a bay hound oh so many years ago. It was about this time, about the third going into the fourth week in April. Thought I was snagged on a shell bed, muscle bed or something. That's a fish, man. Ended up about 7 or 8 pounds. Well, right in the back, right behind the Avalon Yacht Club, and the ICW back there. You know, so you know where I'm talking about. And what better way to get back into the skinnier reaches of the bays where there's some, I mean, shallow water. I've seen some monster keepers being caught. I'm talking water 18 inches, 20 inches, 24 inches, maybe a little deeper. What better way than with a kayak, pulled out all stops, met this guy. I've seen him on the water probably, I don't know, a dozen or so times over the past couple of years. In fact, back there by Absecon Creek, pull out all stops, met Robbie English. He has the English angling fishing page. So I'm back there in the yaks and bailing the flatties. I mean, bailing the flatties. We ran into him at a boat show recently. Said, Rob, we got to talk. We got to talk. Yakking in the back for summer flounder, even the striper as well. Very amenable guy. Says, hell yeah, Tom P, let's go. So he's on the line with us right now. Robbie English, how you doing, brother?
Doing good. Doing great. Getting ready for the season. Start opening up a couple weeks.
Robbie Lightning! I'm going crazy. Well, Robbie, we talked on it. Now, you are on the Wilderness Systems Well, those kayaks is whatever you want to call it, pro team, correct? I mean, that's no easy feat, man. That's you gotta cut through some layers to get into that. In other words, you gotta perform. Give us a little track on your path in the kayak wilderness system.
A lot of it is that I started years back. I used to surf fish a lot, and then picked up a used kayak one year, and that was how I learned how. That's where I realized that's what I want to do for fishing. Is fishing mm-hmm. a kayak just.
Now there's myriad kayak manufacturers. What
you made go you look for the fish?
What made you key in on the Wilderness?
Well, this is I was actually looking for something that was good kayak that was stable with enough floor space to actually be able to move around in. Some of the other kayaks wrap around you when the Wilderness is you have a nice flat deck, so you got plenty mm-hmm. of room for your gear. You can stand up and fish, get in the outbacks and stuff, and they're real wobbly and just what I was looking for a maneuverable kayak or put in the back of a pickup truck or on top of a car.
Exactly. Now, it's not a battle per se, but hey, I've seen some kayak organizations, especially on the freshwater side. Robbie, no, we're not going to compete against you in a kayak bass fishing because we're strictly paddle and you want to use pedal. I'm talking North Central, yeah. South Jersey. The pros and cons of either, Robbie, and the technology, the advancements, God, it seems to change monthly with these these boats.
It's crazy.
So,
yeah, it's crazy.
Go into your choice, and what model of Wilderness do you use?
Well, I have two different boats. So, I mean, I kind of use them like golf clubs, depending upon what I'm going to do that day. I have my Recon 120, which is a pedal drive kayak. I like using that for fishing bridges, staying close. Anywhere I'm not going to be traveling way too far.
Okay.
Then I have the Raider 135 with a Torquedo electric motor on it.
Ooh,
that's
ooh.
For when I'm going, doing like long trips. If I'm going to go 2 miles offshore, off the beach and stuff and mess around, it saves you a little time doing the actual pedaling. Because the pedaling, it's easy to do, but after a while, you're pedaling for a few miles at a time before you get to go where you're gonna, the spot you want to fish at. So the motor kind of. It's nice to get to those spots. You can rig your gear up while you're going and
hey,
get
man,
some lunch.
the word easy is the first thing in my lexicon, people. So you know where I'm coming on with that. We're speaking with Robbie English from as the English Angling Page, well-known through South Jersey, very well-known. See him in a back base, absolutely crippling and crushing the flatties. Robbie, getting into the skinny water now this time, a pedal game, maneuverability, either, again, for those tight spots, is it the pedal drive that Wilderness has, or do you prefer the paddle?
I would definitely prefer the pedal. The paddles are good for if you're on the lakes, if you're going to go somewhere and just kind of float around.
Right.
You got to have the pedals if you want to be able to maneuver easily, be hands free. If you don't have the paddle on your way, it's just a lot easier with the pedal drive because you can steer the kayak with the rudder and just kick your feet around and be able to fish and cast while you're actually pedaling at the same time, especially for us, the currents.
Right.
You got the currents in the back bays, all that kind of stuff. when you get to the winds and everything, it makes it a little more difficult with a paddle. Just get blown around.
Yeah, Robbie, now go into this again, because I'll say it. Hobie was the first ones with the pedal drive. Wilderness, the Helix HD pedal drive. What's that all about?
It's you're basically on like a bicycle. So, like I said, like bike pedals.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you call it like a recumbent drive bicycle would be.
Right.
Sit down and you can pedal forward, you can pedal backwards. You don't have to worry about pulling extra levers or extra pieces getting in your way, which is nice, especially when you're fishing bridges and stuff. I like to do a lot of fishing at night for striped bass.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ability to pedal forward and backward is really nice. That, like, if you get into jetties too, going their finger jetties in Atlantic City.
Oh yeah,
you can easily move back and forth instead of getting pushed into those rocks and having to pull little levers and things like that. As some of the other kayaks.
So, Robbie, being on the pro team for the Wilderness Systems, is your input usually requested? I mean, X number of tournaments a year after fish. How do you attain that level? Which is, believe me, people, it ain't easy. How do you maintain it going again with your schedule?
A lot of it is just providing them with social media content as far as photos, videos. My full-time job is video production, so that kind of makes it easy to get into that type of workflow because
mm-hmm.
I'm already doing it. I'm already familiar with it. I already have the equipment to do it. But a lot of it's just work, and it's a lot of it. The hard part is the amount of time you spend fishing is what relates to how much content you can get.
Okay.
I work full-time. I have a full-time job, so I spend a lot of time fishing at night, and then my weekends go early in the morning and just
mm-hmm.
fish. I mean, your average person would probably fish a few times a year, where I'm probably out three times a night, and then at least once or twice during the daytime in a week.
Not on. That's what I'm saying, people. Dedication on that one. So, Robbie, there are three basic fishing models in the Wilderness Systems line, the Attack, ATAK, the Radar, and the Recon. All sit on tops?
Those are all sit on tops. There's also a tarpon. I mean, we got with Wilderness, there's a whole line of fishing kayaks. Then there's a whole line of recreational kayaks.
Right,
they
right.
pretty much cover all your bases, which is nice. Mm-hmm. I also have an Attack 120 that is just strictly a paddle kayak. That one I use for lakes. If I want to go out in the surf and go through the waves, use that for going through the waves and just less gear, less things to worry about to get. Because the problem when you surf launching, those things like to flip. You can go out flat.
Robbie, I've seen that. I said, they must be having fun doing that. I watched that a couple of times out in Ocean City and got out and everything. But I said, yep, that's that word, WORK. Now, that's not in my lexicon.
Well, that, and you got a couple $1,000 worth of rods and reels in there, too.
Right.
That's everything's got to be strapped in. Whatever you go out with, you have to make sure that you're willing to not come back with.
Sorry, what you're saying is now you have to dedicate, well, you are already dedicated to it, but X number of hours, X number of trips, per se, to assignments. In other words, is Wilderness say, hey, Mr. English, we need this, this, this. We're looking for this, looking for that. What do you got? Get it to us. I mean, are you under
Correct.
The gun?
It's not too much. It's just that you get a couple of videos in each month.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do social posts every week, things like that. If they have new products coming out, we try to shoot some videos of those, get those out to them for promotions and show new products, things like that.
Okay, Robbie, listen, we're up against a hard break. Our next segment, listeners, our closeout segment, I want to talk with Robbie English about his English Angler custom jigs. These are silicone-skirted badass jigs. And his tactics and some techniques for early season Back Bay flatties in South Jersey. Grab that cup. Grab that Rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio with Robbie English. Wilderness Systems rule. Do you hear me say that? Uh-oh. I'm in trouble. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
If you're wondering what to do with your money in these unusual economic times, or if you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, or taxes, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, featuring author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you, your family, and your financial portfolio. The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Lionel Richie. Oh, what a feeling. All the hits live in concert. Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Atlantic City, Friday, June 24th. Lionel Richie. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. For more, check LionelRichie.com.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Here we go. Look out below. Back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Week of April 23rd and 24th. Back for our final segment with Robbie English. Okay, Robbie, let's talk. One, what was the catalyst for you to develop these jigs? Again, silicone skirts. What a secret. Back to my freshwater bass tournament days. The living rubber changed the game. Silicone skirts. And Rob, again, some of you are, I want to talk to you off the air about one of your photos. I like to use it in a blog. It's devastating, people, what this man catches. Your key areas, high tide, low, you know, dropping tide, early. Now, we're talking, say, May 2nd to maybe June 1st, that critical time when you got the big mamas in the back, Robbie. What do you think?
What I like to try to do, I mean, if I can get out there at this time, is as the tide's coming down, because it's nicer, you get back in the backs, so back up Seacon Bay, things like that. This tide comes down, all those fish run into those channels, and a little easier pickings because they're all in the same, they're all less spread out, so to speak, right, for me. So get some light jig heads, and then always gulp. I use 6-inch gulp as my go-to, pretty much nonstop. It's the only thing I use.
Even in the sometimes back?
Even in the back, yeah. It's always 6-inch gulp. Bigger bait, bigger fish. It's always a normal thing being said. That's what I love doing.
Robbie, you're back there early. What's the primary forage or forage baits? What are you seeing back there? You're seeing the spearing, glass minnows, what?
Yeah, you got spearing, got your peanut bunker, little bluefish. When I'm cutting the fish open after I'm cleaning them, you got everything from pieces of crab in there.
Crab, there you go.
Little spearing. Little the sometimes you get the other crabs in there. They're pretty much anything that moves. They're eating. They don't care what. All they can get it in their mouth, it goes over their head. They're gonna go for it.
All right, but where are you positioning? Say you got a sedge island, a little sedge island back there. Water coming down on both sides, down to a point in the bottom. Are you situated right there in the bottom, working that deeper spot, or are you just drifting the edges? What's the dealio?
Yeah, I'm trying to. I mean, if I can go and drift up those channels through the channels, that's what I'm trying to do. Trying to stay in deeper water, right on the edges, usually where I'm always finding the fish at, edges to the middle sides. And then if I see a hole or something or a hump, I'm going to work that hump, because usually as a current's rolling over those humps, there's usually something big sitting there waiting over top of that, something to go over it.
So, you have a little electronics unit on your yak?
Oh, yeah. I got a full Lowrance, the new Lowrance FS series.
Whoa.
Side scan, down scan. Like it's, yeah.
That's like a friggin' bass boat, man.
Oh yeah, Lowrance is part of our partner, so we get a good deal with Lowrance, and yeah, I've been using them for the last 5 years too.
Okay, Robbie, with the drift now, say you got a full moon current, new moon current, it's pretty strong in the back. How are you tempering that? How are you maneuvering the yak? You know, managing it so you have an optimum drift speed.
See, that's the part with the pedals. You got the pedals, so you can kind of. It's almost like having a trolling motor, so you can pedal forward or backward as you need to help the current. The only time you have a real issue is if you have the wind going against the current and you're not moving at all.
Yep.
It gets kind of difficult there. And then with the kayak, too, you can just kind of put it on a bank, stake the pole in the ground, and then just cast up into the current and work the current so like you would striped bass or something and just work off the bottom.
Robert, what's the shallowest you've caught keeper fluke?
Probably couple feet of water, 3 feet, something like that.
Yeah. Again, I've seen some. Again, it's surprising. Again, another shout out to Captain Crew in there. The size of the fish coming out of that skinny water.
Oh, yeah. They're back there chasing the bait. And then once that tide goes down, they're just taking the channels, hanging out, waiting for the tide to come back up and start doing the same exact thing they were doing.
Now, Robbie, I've seen you back. I was telling one of the engineers, I've seen you in the back in, you know, July and August. I mean, are there quality fish back? Again, it's pounded, people. I know the pressure, but there's some guys that don't even bother to go out front. Guys like Rob Ings, key on the back, knowing where to look for the bigger fish. What happens now? The summer heat's on, the pressure's on. Where do these bigger flatties go?
they're pretty much in the same spots. I know a lot of guys go out front for the real big fish, but we're going to see if that changes this year because they only get the one fish. But
right. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Boy, there's asses in the air, Robbie, all over with that one. Some guys cheering, other guys. It's crazy. You can't please everyone, people. No. And they can always change it next year.
Yep. Okay, I'm sure they will.
This is shot. Robbie, back to the gulp. Your color choices and why?
Lately, I like the Blue Fuse, the Tiger Fire, Salmon, like the brighter colors. I gravitate towards those for just my. It's the same thing I do with my jig heads. Like I paint the jig heads. They're all crazy. They have all these crazy colors and everything. I haven't noticed any difference.
Let me interrupt Robbie a second. This is how old I am. Look, what Robbie's saying, colors and patterns, look up Peter Max from 67, 68, 69, the psychedelic painter. These jig heads are a work of freaking hippie art, man. They are absolutely gorgeous. What goes through your mind? You're just there, let me create, and away you go?
Yep. Well, the one
that's great.
I sent you the one photo. I opened up the refrigerator one day and saw the kids' cotton candy lollipop. I'm like, huh. I can paint a jig that color. and it worked out.
So, Robbie, again, how long have you been doing this, and where can these jigs be purchased?
The jigs are about, I think, 3 years now. I decided one day, I'm going to try making jigs. I do video artist art stuff. Right. I was never a good drawer, but I grew up, my dad used to paint Corvettes and everything, so I've always gravitated to making my own stuff and making things, and end up being able to do it pretty good.
And Robbie, go into the silicone skirts. Like I said, I've always preferred them. I just don't like buck. A lot of times, people, I'm fishing a jig head with just a gulp on it, or a piece of squid, or whatever, on it, strip squid. I'm not one for the bucktail. What made you choose go to the silicone skirts?
I like the availability of colors. Mm-hmm. The way you can change them, the way they look. They're easier to put on. The bucktails, I mean, there was bucktails everywhere. I mean, everybody makes bucktails.
And there's a new bucktail every, Robbie, see, God bless, everybody has a dream. There's a new bucktail, like a new plastic worm every week. What the?
Yeah. Yep. So I was going for something different, and I know the bass guys use all the rubber silicone skirts.
Yep.
So I figured, let me try making this, and now they're starting to see more and more of the silicone skirts going on them. And
Robbie, do you find that that material is durable?
Yes. They will eventually, if you don't rinse them off, you get the rubber bands can snap on them. Mm-hmm. Some guys are now wire tying them with the little rubber grommets they use.
I've seen it.
As long as you keep them rinsed off, don't store them in the sun. They're going to last probably as long as before you lose your jig head or get snagged on something.
Mm-hmm. Rob, well, one final question here before I let you go. On the... And then someone wrote this down for me. Ask that guy that. Flounder, big flounder especially, evening into, like, dusk into night. I mean, I've done the thing in South Carolina, Florida, catching flounder at night. They can be dope. Actually, most of it was gigging. But have you ever caught flounder under the cover of darkness?
I haven't. I haven't really targeted them, but I know plenty of guys that fish AC, fish those jetties.
Oh, yeah.
You find a light. You find a light with bait, there's going to be a fish hanging out there trying to eat it.
I don't want to mention the guy's name because he will kick my ass, but he works in a shop in Ocean City. I'll just leave it at that. And Robbie, I saw him with, and these aren't, you know, just barely keepers, you know, the 18s. These are like 20, 21, 22 inches. It's Tom P. You only go at night. Again, around lights, like you said, Bridge, and the keys in on a bait, and they are aggressive, and they are there. Send me video, Robbie, the fluke coming up, grabbing the spearing, kind of coming near the surface, like bang.
Yep. Amazing. Yeah, it's crazy.
So, Robbie, how do people go to your English angling page, get your skirts? What's the deal? Or give a website, Facebook, or whatever the hell they call that, Instagram. I don't know all this stuff. Go, man, go.
all my social pages are under English Angling. So at English Angling, we'll find my Facebook, my Instagram page. The jigs are on Etsy at English Angling. I use those to sell them and get them around because it's just easier. It's good for shipping and everything.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. And Rob, before I let you go, again, I always said, before I let you go, he had this coolest little guy with him at the show. He has a badass. I said, That's a future five-star angler across the board. Come to find out, it's a three-year-old Robert, huh?
Yep.
Oh, he is fired up to go, man.
He's ready. I take him out we live in Port Republic area, so we could take him out on the Mill Creek and take him out in the ponds and the kayaks. And my daughter, she loves to go out fishing. She likes getting on the kayaks.
And that's a lovely Riley. She's going to be seven, yep. I understand.
She'll be eight this year.
She's going to be eight. Oh, my God. Yep. Hey, Rob, where's the time go, Robbie, huh? Whoa.
It was quick.
Well, Robbie, thanks again for joining us on Rackfit. After seeing you all these years and finally getting to meet you and having you on Rackfit, it's great. Listeners, yak in the back. It's the way to go. Listen to Robbie's tips, where to go, what colors to use, man. This is going to, hopefully, it's going to be a gangbuster of an opening, at least an opening month or so, I should say. But, Rob, it's going to be super, and thanks again for coming on, brother.
No problem. Thank you.
Take care, man.
Bye.
Yeah, it was Robbie English. Listen to me, people. Silicone skirts on the bucktails. That is the weight. And they move and they dance. They don't have that bucktail stick to the ground. No! Go with the silicone skirts. Again, Fishing English. Check it out. Hey, man, quick report. Captain Dave, the rave show of Seekin Bay Sports Center, 81 Natalie Terrace in Seekin. Yeah, been trying to get him the past couple of weeks. Where's Captain Dave? He's on the water. Wind's blowing. He doesn't pick up his phone because he and his fares are knocking the snot out of the stripers. Captain Dave, how's it going, brother?
Oh, it's been great, except for when the wind blows, which means we've had a few tough days in there.
Not on, Dave. But, yeah, and you're still out. You're still putting bass up. I'm seeing the photos, man. You're kicking ass. What's going on?
Yeah, well, I'm still waiting for that May 15th when we get the bonus tags because I like those sweet meat just like you do, and we will, we haven't put too many over the 28 inch line in the boat, but let me go back to your silicone skirts right now. Now, you know me, you can have all the skirts you want. I strictly use a bear jig with gulp.
That's I said that in the previous interview. I don't like the bungle. Give me that jig head, ball head, jig head, Dave, or a spro shape head with the gulp on it. That's all you need.
That's all you need. It's got the shape. It's got the color. It's got the wiggle. It's got everything. And it's got the gulp taste. But that's just me. And the flounder and the stripers.
Oh yeah.
And the weak fish. But
oh yeah.
That's just me.
Dave, no, question.
Seriously, and another good. It's been good. I've been finding them shallow. I've been finding them right here around Abseek, and I know they're solid in every bay there is. We had a big blow up in the middle of the week.
Yep.
But we're finally getting. Looks like the weatherman. When it gets going today, looks like we have a couple of calm days ahead of the Saturday, and everything looks right. Now fish the bays. The big girls should be on their way in. You get up in the rivers. You might get a bit. It's getting time. To get those big lures out all the way up at the freshwater line. Get the big lures out. In the bay, you got lots and lots of action. I'm fishing the banks, and like I said, I'm using the gulp. The paddle tails are real good, and then I realized that how much I've liked this Nemesis, and more of these guys are using these ribbon worms, and I got a feeling that wiggle looks a lot like the ribbon worm when it goes through the water, so that may be one of the keys why that Nemesis is so good.
Dave, on the Nemesis, our fave the past couple of years has been the opening night color pattern. Just been deadly, Dave. Absolutely deadly.
Oh, and a bright day, that gets, you just hope the bluefish will run around when you throw that opening night.
Yeah.
Because it won't be there very long, and they are due to make a showing any day now.
Dave, I was just going to ask you that. I haven't heard any of that. I've been making calls the past three or four days. I was down in Cape May talking to a couple of chefs. No one's seen any yet, but like you said, Dave, that can happen overnight. All of a sudden, bang, they're here.
Oh, it does, and it's usually right around the last week or so of April.
Yep.
And we've had a pretty chilly month of April. We had a quick warm up in March, got everything fired up, but
yep.
I think we're now we'll get a little bit of steadier, less wind, less showers, and I think it's really going to turn on. And the drum have been good. I've been
oh yeah.
Well, I just got a big load of clams in here, so
thank God. You know,
if you're looking for drum, we give it a shot. I've been seeing a lot of nice size ones, you know, between 15 and 30 pounds. They've been showing up, so
yeah, guys have been
good action and good eating.
A few of them, I love them, mate. A few of them popping up along certain parts of Great Bay. Like, you know, areas I'm talking about, Dave. So if they're here, Blue's got to be close by. Dave, before I let you go, you mentioned the plugs. Saw some, I know I've seen these guys over the years, talked to them a couple of times. There's some guys already plugging up there at the bulkhead in Mays Landing, walking along Gaskill Park, you know, along what's that, Route 4, whatever that road is right there, that main road. And they're working the big plugs. One guy says, Tommy P, anytime now, anytime. They've seen some swirls, like I told me, just before dark on a higher tiding. So there's got to be some big bass back there. These guys wouldn't be doing it.
Oh yeah, they're here. They're coming. You don't even know they're there until one grabs hold and
boom,
and you're off to the races.
There you go. Okay, Captain Dave. Before I let you go, how's Judy?
We're great, great. Everything going good. She's keeping these ducks and geese all in order. We've seen a few babies. Baby geese here already, so maybe one of them will grow up as friendly as Bigfoot was.
Dave, I heard that there's some guard dog company is trying to recruit Sugar for. She wants them to train her Dobermans. Is that true?
Well, she keeps the ducks and geese in line. I will say that.
Okay, Dave, you take care of it. Before you go, you got bloods?
I got a good supply on the bloodworms. They've been
thank God.
I was out for about half a day last week, but they're back and looks like it's gonna keep in here. I certainly hope so because man, they've been going out. If you're stuck stationary, there's nothing like those bloodworms to attract a bass in.
And Dave, final question: how is your gulp supply? You loaded?
Oh, I'm loaded, and I got a whole lot scheduled for May 1st. I didn't know, you know, back in January when I had to make the order, I didn't know that flounder season was going to open May 2nd. But I got everything. Everything you need. Let's put it that way.
There we go. Okay, Dave, you take care, man. We'll see you next week.
Okay.
See you. That'll do it for this weekend on Rack and Fin Radio. Go after and enjoy. Good weather, good fishing. You got the white perch going on. You got stripers going on. Largemouth. Hey, man, they're coming up on the beds. Last week, remember Chris Smith talking pre-spawn largemouth. They're coming up on the beds. We're seeing them in Birch Grove Park. I don't know, that'd be some 5-pounders up close. We're a bale and a trout. A lot of activity going on. As always, I hate the disrespect. Call them snot rockets. Pickerel rock, man, and they are all over the place. Get out and enjoy. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders. God bless law enforcement. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.